Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at May 6, 2024. In today's Vatnik Suprebru, ILL introduce a Hungarian lawyer and politician, Viktor Orbán, at @PM_Viktor Orbán. He is best known for turning Hungary into an authoritarian state, and for cooperating with other authoritarian regimes like the Kremlin, the CCP and Iran. Orbán has been Hungary's prime minister since 2010, and under his leadership the country has basically become the first non-democracy in the EU. Orbán himself has described Hungary as an illiberal state, and he has used the Kremlin playbook to create it. He created a nationwide right-wing media network, and interfering with independent media has plummeted Hungary's press freedom index into 67th place, one of the worst in the EU. The state has also spied on Hungarian journalists by using the infamous Pegasus spyware. After taking over the media, Orbán started working on the court system, firing anyone he saw as a threat. Later he reshaped the voting system to favor his party Fidesz, a process that is often referred to as gerrymandering, giving Fidesz supermajority in parliament. Some have suggested that Orbán's closeness to Russia and Putin stems from his early days as a politician, when he allegedly received cash from Russian mafia boss Semyon Mogilevich. The incident was allegedly recorded and then passed over to Russian secret services. Orbán's fans in the West see him as a Christian conservative who is standing up to woke European bureaucrats. But when taking a closer look at his policies in the last 14 years, we quickly see that his government's most consistent policy direction has been embracing China. His alleged Christian conservatism has also made him a rock star of US conservative politics, and he was recently interviewed by the infamous pro-Kremlin conspiracy theorist Tucker Carlson. Orbán also hosts the annual Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC, conference. This year's CPAC featured many prominent conservative speakers, including Orbán himself, Prime Minister of Georgia, PVV leader Geert Wilders, Jack agent Paso Posobiec, and Trump lackey Vivek Ramaswamy, who has incidentally named China as the biggest adversary of the US. Usually, authoritarian states tend to become allies and do business together. Since 2009, Orbán has been very close with the Kremlin and Putin, but what people often forget is that he has been doing close cooperation with the Chinese leadership at least since 2010. Already back in 2011, Orbán was praising the CCP regime because it was not dominated by that Western, liberal idea that fiddling with the books is the way to get the best economic indicators. After this, Chinese investments started pouring into Hungary. By 2022, China had become the largest foreign investor in Hungary. For example, Huawei's largest logistics center in Europe is located in Hungary, and China is financing the Hungary-Serbia railway, the Kaposvár solar power station, and the Debrecen battery factory. Interestingly, the Trump administration banned Huawei and many of its subsidiaries from the US due to a trade war, espionage, and other national security threats. Canadian authorities even arrested Huawei's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou at the request of the US in 2018. While meeting Trump in the US in March 2024, Orbán also met with Heritage Foundation leadership and at Vivek Ramaswamy. Ironically, Heritage and Ramaswamy calls Orbán's closest ally, the CCP, the most persistent and consequential threat facing the American people today. For Hungary, the CCP is a great source of funding without any string, like advocating human rights, attached. But like with Russian energy imports, it also increases Hungary's dependency on China. This cooperation and money flow can also create a debt trap for Hungary. As they've done in many other countries, the CCP is also attempting to promote the Chinese culture within Hungary. Hungary hosts 5 CCP-funded language and cultural centers, known as Confucius Institutes, and they've also attempted to build a Shanghai Fudan University campus in Budapest. This sparked large protests, and the Budapest mayor even announced that the streets around the university would be renamed to commemorate human rights abuses by the CCP. The university was labeled as a CCP influence operation. Orbán has also invited the Chinese police to patrol in Hungary. Setting up Chinese police stations in the EU is of course alarming, not only because the CCP has a well-documented history of harassing and intimidating overseas Chinese citizens and diaspora members. And it appears that the CCP already has leverage on Hungary. In 2016, Hungary blocked an EU statement on China's maritime claims in the South China Sea, and vetoed an EU statement condemning CCP's security law in Hong Kong. In February 2024, Hungary again blocked EU's sanctions package against Russia. But according to diplomatic sources, the package wasn't blocked because of Orbán's friendship with Russia, but because the sanctions also targeted 4 Chinese companies. For Orbán, All this seems to be a straightforward transaction, a source of money and influence as China's leading partner in Europe. In the meantime, Chinese companies can build factories in the heart of Europe with little apparent oversight. This deal has led to Hungary becoming the CCP's most valuable ally in Europe, with economic ties evolving into common security interests. As Hungary is also a NATO member, this has raised concerns on issues such as intelligence sharing. This is also the reason why the CCP leader Xi Jinping will be meeting Orbán during his Eurotrip. Due to dire economic conditions, Hungary is desperately seeking for economic support, which the CCP can of course offer. Xi's other official visits will be to France and Serbia. To conclude, Orbán is a typical politician whose words and actions hardly meet. He is good friends with the most anti-CCP organizations in the US, while at the same time he is doing massive deals with China, making himself rich and his country more dependent on this foreign power. This has led to an absurd situation, in which Orbán is considered a rock star in the US even though his political decisions and EU voting is undermining the American interests in the geopolitical arena. But hey, at least he is anti-woke. Ping, at Mark Diessen. Find us also on other socials. Many of the CPAC speakers have their own soups, too. Ramaswamy, Pasobic, Wilders, Vlaar Dingerbroek.